Welcome to Talk of Ages, where we discuss issues related to seniors and retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about assisted living and memory care. Here's our Executive Director, Edward Burton, and Director of Community Relations, Amber Morse.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I am so happy to have you all join us for another Talk of Ages. We have some really special guests in the studio with us today. You know, everyone's heard of the Better Business Bureau and knows a little bit about what the Better Business Bureau is. And we have some great guests in the studio today that are going to help us talk about scams and how to protect yourself. Unfortunately, that's a big issue with our seniors. And with folks in general, is you get a lot of phone calls, you get emails, and we have some folks in the studio today that are going to tell us a little bit about what scams are and how to avoid those. So I'd like to welcome, first of all, our president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, V. Daniels. V, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amber, for having us.
So excited to have you here. And along with V, we also have Cheryl Hicks, and she is the Better Business Bureau Education Foundation Chair. So welcome, Cheryl. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is a little bit about what you all do. So V, can you tell me a little bit about what is the Better Business Bureau Education Foundation?
The Better Business Bureau Education Foundation is actually the education arm of the Better Business Bureau.
And Cheryl, what does the Better Business Bureau Education Foundation do for seniors, and how do you all help our senior population?
So the mission of the Better Business Bureau Education Foundation is to create the ethical marketplace through our community outreach, through integrity, and through scam prevention education. We currently have a Savvy Seniors program where we educate and provide prevention tips to seniors on how to spot scams and how not to become a victim of identity theft.
That sounds really interesting. We've got a number of Savvy Seniors at Waterstone on Augusta,
Yes, we do.
And so tell me a little bit more about the Savvy Senior Program and what your education foundation does.
So the program, what we do, it's we just use fun, practical, simple, and interactive methods to inform our seniors about senior scams and identity theft. The program also provides tips on what you can do should you fall victim to a scam or ID theft.
Talking about different scams, Cheryl, V, I know that we hear all the time, don't answer phone numbers you're not familiar with and different things like that. Can you tell me a couple of tips on how you can keep yourself from becoming a victim of a scam?
Sure. We have some general tips. And the first thing is that you should not do business with someone who just shows up at your door. If you need to hire a contractor or a repairman, you should call the Better Business Bureau for a list of accredited businesses. You should never move forward with work based on just a verbal agreement. You should insist on a detailed written contract. Make sure you're not signing anything until you fully understand those terms.
That's a great tip. I know we have people walk up to our door all the time saying, hey, I'm with so-and-so lawn company. Right. I want to cut your grass today.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah, you definitely do. What's another tip, V?
Never give your personal or financial information to unknown callers and actually even in emails. And don't provide such information for unsolicited email, internet messages. Just because you don't want to give someone, a scammer your information where they're going to use it to scam you or actually take your identity.
And V, don't you find that the people that target seniors with some of these scams, they target things that stay on seniors' minds? So retirement, financial planning, home repairs, things that sometimes may be on a senior's mind. They seem to be targeting those things that are easy prey for vulnerability and need as well.
Absolutely. We see all those scams, all different types of scams when it comes to seniors, just because, majority of the time either, they're very trustworthy. It's a very trustworthy group. Actually, there was a survey and that was the number one answer of why consumers fall victims to scams.
Yeah, so definitely. I know protecting your financial information is really important. What else can you do with your financial information to protect it?
You definitely need to keep careful records of your transactions, such as bank or credit card statements. Keep those in a safe place and check them for accuracy. Shred the documents thoroughly instead of throwing them away or before throwing them away. Thieves can steal a person's identity right from the trash can at the curb. So you need to be careful about where you're putting those and make sure they're shredded before you dispose.
And I know I've seen on your website sometimes that you all actually do shred days occasionally. You do them a couple times a year. So tell us where you can go to get information about when your next shred days are coming up.
We actually have three coming up in the fall. There are three separate locations, two of which are on October 13th, one at the Better Business Bureau of the Upstate in here in Greenville. The second one on October 13th is at the Anderson Mall. And then we have one on October 19th in Simpsonville at Heritage Park. So those are all coming up. It just provides a nice three-hour block of time where you can take your boxes and get all of that documentation just out of your house and leave it to the professionals to shred.
Yeah, and you can go to bbb.org/upstatesc, and you can find the shred days information, set shred day information on our homepage.
That's awesome. Thank you. So, V, if a company comes up or a charity calls you that you're not familiar with, how can you make sure that they're a legitimate company?
You know, a lot of people go to the BBB to help them find trustworthy businesses, but you can also come to our website to find charities that are doing the right thing. Actually, they rate the charities, and there's a lot of information about the charities that maybe they might not qualify for because of different standard that they didn't meet. So definitely go to the BBB.org and check out charities.
So, Via, Cheryl, that all of that is great information. I think one of the things that affects us in senior living and at Waterstone and really the greater Greenville upstate area that you guys serve is that there's a number of populations that are seniors that either live in independent living housing, assisted living, memory care. And so a lot of times what I call a captive audience. So there's a group of seniors that are in mass together, living together. And so they are especially vulnerable to solicitation, vendors. I know that we have to turn away people, even if they're honest businesses, we have to be very careful about protecting our seniors from solicitation. One of the things that we've talked on here is people that just show up at your door. So a lot of times I've found that people will get people just to sign things, and they think they're signing just a simple form, or, you know, almost like a census form. And the next thing you know, they're getting bills in the mail for services that either were not provided or never showed up. How do you guys do that? And do you offer education to people in assisted livings where you could come talk to families in groups?
We sure do. And V has done a number of seminars with seniors. She goes right out to the location so she could come out and speak with your folks. She met in churches, lots of groups, spoken to the details of, you know, how you can protect yourself in those instances and what you can do kind of afterwards should you unfortunately fall victim to that.
So one of the things you want to think about, too, is your mom, your dad, your grandparents, you know, your loved ones. You know, might be home alone, and they may not know about this information. They may not understand that there are people out there that mean to do them ill. And so when you see indicators that they might be falling risk to scams or whatever, it's very important to go ahead and intervene before it gets too far. You may want to consider contacting the Better Business Bureau on your parents' or your grandparents' behalf. That could also be an indicator that there might be some sort of dementia. If someone is, you know, doing things, taking the word of people, and you say, well, they're very smart, they're very savvy, they usually wouldn't do that, that could be a sign of dementia. And that's something you all want to think about. It may be time to start looking for a place where they're not alone, where they have some protection, like in an assisted living community, where we have a concierge at the front door who turns away people who come in and say, hey, I have this neat cell phone I can sell y'all. So that's something really important.
So to go back through just the general tips that you guys gave us, don't do business with somebody who just shows up at your front door. If you don't know them, most likely you didn't call them to get any kind of services from them.
Right.
And then never give out personal or financial information to an unknown caller. That seems to be very prevalent nowadays. Keeping very careful records of your transactions with bank or credit card statements, checking with the Better Business Bureau before dealing with any company is very important. So when we come back, I think we're going to be talking about the top three scams that you guys deal with as well. Hi, Hi, welcome back, everyone, to Talk of Ages. And again, V and Cheryl, we are so excited to have you guys here from the Better Business Bureau and taking time out of your busy day to be with us and help share some tips on scams and how to protect yourselves and especially seniors that we serve. So this second segment, we're going to be talking a little bit about the top three scams that you deal with or have seen with seniors here in the upstate. So V and Cheryl, take it away and tell us about maybe the first one and what that is.
Yeah, so our top scam right now currently is something called the utility scam. In this con, there are scammers who impersonate your water, electric, and gas company representatives, and they will frequently threaten residents and business owners with deactivation of services if they don't pay up immediately, indicating that a bill is behind or past due. The scam is most common in the winter and summer when people are most likely to need their heating or cooling more. The usage is higher.
And they actually come door to door. I mean, they either make a patch or make a uniform and put a name on it, and they look very official, do
yeah,
they not?
They do. They'll also call. So they'll see it on the phone okay. and also on their doorstep.
Yeah, I've actually gotten this phone call that says that my Lawrence County electric bill has not been mm-hmm. paid, and I don't even have Lawrence County Electric. So that was a shock to me. Yeah. So I quickly called Lawrence County and said, you know, what's going on? And they said, that's not us.
Right.
How can you identify this scam? If somebody calls you and they say they're with the power company, they say they're with the water company, what are some ways that you can kind of figure out that this is a scam and that this really isn't Greenville Water, this really isn't Duke Power?
Yeah. So one of the tips to spot this scam, if a caller is specifically asking you to pay by either a prepaid debit card or by wire transfer, that's a huge red flag. So your utility company will always accept a check or a credit card or a debit card, but never a prepaid debit card or wire transfer request.
That's interesting. So I know you can go and get those prepaid debit cards at any store, you know, Walmart, CVS, wherever you can get those prepaid debit cards, but stay away from those.
Correct.
Because they don't have as much protection right. as your, for example, your credit card that you might have.
The second tip is the pressure to pay immediately. These scammers will press you for immediate payment and try to intimidate you into giving them your personal information and your bank account information to make that payment immediately, so that pressure is on. That's a huge red flag.
And that goes back to protecting your bank account information.
It really does.
You know, and you know, if you're not sure about it, what are some ways to protect yourself against this scam?
You can easily protect yourself by, number one, if you feel pressure for the immediate action by a caller, hang up the phone. If they've called you, hang up the phone and call the customer service number on your utility bill. Look up that bill and find that phone number. They will ensure you that you're speaking to one of their representatives right at the company. You'll never have to give your personal or banking information to an unverified or unsolicited caller. So just make sure you know who you're talking to. Call that customer service number.
Yeah, that's very important. Mm-hmm. Another important thing, of course, is to report it if that does happen to you.
Right.
You know, if somebody's calling you, Duke Power or Greenville Water, they want to know that this
they
is going
do.
On so that they can do things to stop that.
Yeah. The next thing is that if they've showed up at your home, at your door, and they're knocking on the door, don't allow anyone into your home unless you have a scheduled appointment or you've reported that problem. So you should ask them for their proper ID. You know, they may create a fake badge, but you know, make sure you ask for that employee ID and you can see that before they enter your home.
Yeah. A lot of times you can also, if you take that badge and it's at least a company that seems legit, you can also actually call that company.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To verify
before you allow them to
yes.
do any work and or service at your home. Mm-hmm. So,
and we've realized too, like you had mentioned Lawrence Electric earlier, but Duke Power, all of the utility companies now are actually putting these warnings on their websites, so you can actually go to their website and read about it. So you know, because it's just become such a common scam.
Yeah, the fact that they're putting it on their website is just validation that
right.
this is a rampant problem that affects not just seniors but a lot of people as well.
Definitely. And so what's the next scam?
And the next scam is actually the grandparent scam. And this scam is designed to fool seniors into thinking their grandchild has been injured, arrested, or stranded in a foreign country and is in need of money. The con artist makes up an urgent situation. I've been arrested. I've been mugged. I'm in the hospital, and pleads for help and money. You know, we are seeing this. And, you know, we always try to say, too, is, you know, be with, you know, the kids that are in the, you know, their their grandkids sometimes are putting this like on social media platforms where they are, which makes it easier for scammers to do this.
Yeah, that's really scary. So that's, you know, something on social media that just kind of as an aside, you need to protect yourself. You know, if you're going on vacation, wait till you get back from the vacation to post those pictures and to post the activity that you're doing. How can you spot that this is a scam and that this really isn't a doctor from the hospital calling saying that your grandchild is injured?
Yes. You know, there's different ways to spot it, but, you know, you need to resist the urge to act immediately, no matter how dramatic the story is. Check out the story with your grandchild. Reach out to them first, or reach out to other family and friends, but call directly. Don't call the phone number provided by the caller or the caller ID, because there's things known as spoofing, where you spoof a phone number. Ask questions that would be hard for an imposter to answer correctly.
You know, the other thing, and I've read about those scams, and while they're not as prevalent as the door-to-door scams, one of the things that's very interesting about it is that the scammer will tell the grandparent, please don't tell my parents, or please don't tell anyone. I'm very embarrassed that this happened. Or, you know, they want to keep it between grandpa, grandma, and grandchild. And so part of that secrecy should alarm somebody that, hey, if they're not telling their parents and they're really in this kind of emergency, why is this happening? And those types of scams, they really, if somebody's just picking up the phone, randomly calling people, or they've done very light research, that's very or little investment on the scammer's part. They're really just randomly trolling out numbers and can reap some, unfortunately, big rewards from making those types of calls. I guess when they scam people over the phone and they say they're a grandchild, are most of those like Western Union or money transfers, or is that kind of what they're asking for normally when they do those types of scams?
Recently we had one in which is a new twist to it, is where they called the grandparent, said the grandchild was actually in Atlanta, so the grandparent knew that the child was away, and they actually got them to actually go to Walmart and do $4,000 worth of gift cards, and to call them back and give them the numbers on the back of the gift card. And they actually did it. They actually fell for it.
So we touched on a little bit about prevention if the caller actually calls the senior or the grandparent. But one thing that just struck me was that not only does the scammer probably say, you know, please don't tell my parents, or please don't tell someone, but a lot of times seniors become embarrassed too, and they don't tell anybody. So these scams happen, and they either are embarrassed that it happened, hope to goodness that nothing has occurred since they shared that information, and a lot of times that will go unnoticed. So it's very important that children of seniors not only encourage their parents to do that, but keep those list of resource numbers right next to their phone. So like the Adult Protective Agency, the Better Business Bureau, the police, their numbers right by the phone handy as a resource guide. When these people call, that gives them a quick visual indicator to stop, think, and maybe call them first before they make a decision.
So, V, tell us how you can avoid this scam.
Don't disclose any information. Scammers make their story more believable by picking up details you give them, like your grandparent's name. Ask the person claiming to be your grandchild a personal question, such as a family member's name, and communicate with your family and know when they will be out of the country and where they will be. And, you know, again, don't post all that information on social media.
Yeah, definitely good idea to keep that all, you know, private information. Everyone wants to get updates on your vacation, but, you know, wait and post those pictures when you get back from the beach before you let everybody see those. So what is your third highest scam?
Our third one is an IT scam, and this is a cyber criminal call. They claim to represent Microsoft or another computer company. They say their computer has a virus or needs an update, and they are calling to help. And once these scammers have access to the computer, they can install malicious software, they can steal personal information, they can take control of the computer remotely, or direct consumers to fraudulent websites where they're asked to enter their credit card information.
Seniors, even today, are more slowly to adopt technology and computers, and so the vulnerability of them accepting any kind of help is probably greater, because they just want somebody to help them get something to work. And if they think something's not working on a computer or an iPad or a piece of technology that they don't know anything about, they're more apt to accept that more readily.
So. I actually, one of my husband's aunts in Tennessee, we recently got her an iPhone, and we told her, don't go to anybody else for help. Call me.
Right.
And I will guide you through everything.
Yes.
I have an iPhone and I know how to use it. So call me. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, be calling anonymous numbers, and don't accept help when people call you. Either call me or go to the Verizon store and talk to Verizon or AT&T or Sprint, and they can help you.
How do these get to people? Are they through email, pop-up browsers? Tell, what are the ways that, that people are going to see this type of scam?
So some of the tips to spot this one, never give control of your computer to a third party unless you know it is the representative of the computer support team that you contacted. I think that's really important. Legitimate text support companies don't call out of the blue. So a popular way for thieves to get in touch with victims is through just a cold call. They will often claim to be from a tech company, but remember that these scammers can spoof the phone number on your caller ID. So, you know, you just have to be careful about what that number on the caller ID is. You can also look out for the warning screens. Nearly half of tech support scams begin with an alert on the victim's computer screen. So just a pop-up that comes up, and it will have a phone number on it to call for help. So instead of calling, shut down the computer and restart it, and then kind of take it from there. But you have to be wary of sponsored links. So just make sure that that box doesn't pop up when you do restart it. But in terms of the links, when you search online for tech support, look out for those sponsored ads at the top of the results list, because many of those links lead to businesses that do scam consumers. And then finally, don't click on links in unfamiliar emails. I know we get a lot of junk mail in our inboxes nowadays, but scammers will also use email to reach victims. Their messages point the consumers to the scam websites that launch another pop-up with a fake warning and fake phone numbers. And if you are, you know, not expecting that email, you may click on something that you're not familiar with and end up in uncharted waters.
So V and Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us today on Talk of Ages. This was very informational. We really want people to be protected, especially our seniors. They're very close at heart. So thank you everyone for joining us on Talk of Ages. Join us next week again for another exciting episode, and we look forward to seeing you all soon. Stop by Waterstone and visit if you'd like more information about our assisted living and memory care.
You've been listening to Talk of Ages. For more information on Waterstone on Augusta, visit our website, waterstoneonaugusta.com, or call us 864-605-7236. We invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time for Talk of Ages.